Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike. We made this. We're on the road. And once again, we got the man here for part two of this interview, Marcus Semien. Mm-hmm. All right. We're doing great. Tell us a little bit about this MVP minor league career you had.
I was fortunate enough to win the Southern League MVP. Played 105 games there, getting on base a lot. Hit some home runs, and that was a great honor.
So you was on fire down there, huh?
Yeah, I had a good July. I think that's what put me over the top there. I swung the bat well in July, and after that I got moved up to AAA.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this major league experience for you. I mean, you're getting your feet wet. I mean, what is it like? I mean, what is it like actually going from ballpark to ballpark, seeing 20, 30,000 people in the stands screaming and hollering?
It's amazing. It's a dream come true for me. All these ballparks I've grown up watching on TV, and now to step foot on them and see how the field plays.
So you're still a rookie. You get big leagues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm happy to carry bags, do whatever I got to do as a rookie to stay here. And it's great to be a part of this.
Hey, you know, this team, I mean, it's pretty obvious that the season they had was totally unexpected by everybody. And, I mean, just knowing this game, there's going to be some addition and some subtractions to the team. And Robin has made the statement that you're up here for them to take a look at you and see what you have to offer this team next year. I mean, this experience you have thus far, does you feel like you can compete day in and day out on the major league level?
Yeah. Just want to play the game the right way and do what I've been doing, make my adjustments while I'm up here, because it's a little tougher up here. Pitchers are a lot better. So if I have a bad day or two bad days, whatever it is, come back ready to work and stay positive.
Now, man, they've been playing you quite a bit at third base. What do you feel is your best position?
I've always been a shortstop growing up and coming up in the minor leagues. I'm glad that I can play all three positions. I want to get all of them on the same level. But, I mean, naturally I'm a shortstop. I like that the best. But whatever opportunity is there for me, I want to take advantage of it. So third base and second base, I want to make sure they're right too.
You look kind of small now. You got some game over there at shortstop?
Yeah, you don't got to be big over there.
What about second base?
Yeah, I mean, second base, a little different footwork than the left side of the infield. Shorter throw. You got to be able to play all of them nowadays.
Okay, now I got to take you through coach recruiting prospects here. I mean, you know, say 6'9 is average major league speed. What's your 60 time?
Ooh. I haven't ran one in a while.
That's what happens when they get to the big leagues.
Huh? Hopefully it'd be under 6'9".
Well, what it used to be back in the day.
I think in high school I got a 6'6 or 6'7".
Oh, he got some brother speed there. Yeah, you know, 6'6".
As long as you can steal that base and score some runs, that's all I want to do.
And what about the arm? They say a plus arm. You got that plus arm?
Yeah, I try and hit him in the chest wherever I'm at.
You ain't got no popcorn arm, huh?
No.
What about that bat? I mean, I see you making contact out there. You're trying to make a statement. You put the ball in play up here.
Yeah, you got to, especially as a middle infielder. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I hit at the top of the lineup. If you're going to be at the top of the line, you got to put the ball in play. So that's something I got to work on and continue to get better at.
Seeing some of these different pitches, you don't know what they go through and when they go through.
Right. I mean, trying to look at video because I've never seen these guys. I'm glad to be here this month, and hopefully next year I can be here and have that experience with some of these pitchers we face.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to let you get out there. We always get you right at time to be out on the field. We ain't going to let you get in trouble.